Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are tuning by virtue of your phone apps, radio apps, and using your technology towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you for being. Thank you for being the ones that you are, and those who take conscious subscriber listenership to conscious subscribership and have made your pledges, whether I was here or not, thank you for being that supportive. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to exalt the oneness of our being, to emphasize how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to remind us of the duty, obligation, and responsibility that we each have on behalf of those that we represent, on behalf of all of those who came forward, who sacrificed, who did what they did so that we have a greater way, greater access to the greatness of ourselves. We have duty, obligation, and responsibility to truly honor, but to honor with our lives, by the quality of our lives, the quality of our being, the substance of our presence, being in a place and space where we are caring and mindful and thoughtful and considerate and conscious and conscientious, to be completely committed to walking in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of the wholeness of existence itself. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that it is our time. We were given one life. It should be an eternal life, to realize that we are dwelling in the realm of eternity, animated by the same intelligence that blazes the sun, has the world spinning, and we are all immersed in this reality that is heaven. And if you're having hellacious experiences, if you are having this frequency of energy where you feel like you don't have, you can't have, they doing this to you and they doing this to us and whatnot, but you have to come to a point and place where you realize that when you align yourself with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, those ones and these things don't have any real impact or effect on you except to spur you forward into greater commitments, to walking in a greater degree of care and conscientiousness and commitment to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the ones that we each are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Those ones are not strong enough or great enough to undermine the intelligence of existence. They are not great enough. They are not greater than the intelligence of existence. There's nothing that they can do to really thwart the intelligence of existence and its progressive unfoldment in the light of the truth of the all that it is as infinity and eternity. And we should be in the mode of progression in fulfilling our destiny in the resurrection of us as a humanity of people. It's not something that can be legislated except those of us who come to that point where we are government here can begin to create new edicts, statutes, and legalities that are in harmony with the laws of existence. But there are no ones who have been authorized by the intelligence of existence or the will of existence or the creator of all to be the legislators and the perpetuators of death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. We are in a place and space where we need to not be in complacency and complicit with our own cellular oppression by continuing to feed from the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens and hens and quails and ostriches and alligators and crocodiles and all of these things, denying the right of other beings to perpetuate themselves. We are in a place and space where we have to realize the laws of existence, and that which we do unto others is being done unto us. And to be in a place where we understand that, yes, we have all things available to us right now. But it does you no good to be about trying to get the money if you don't have a conscious care to be in the light of the truth of yourself, the wisdom and the intelligence of yourself, being in harmony with your destiny, exacting and invoking and activating your DNA to cultivate your own generational wealth so that you can bring forth the richness of this experience by virtue of the quality of your own thought, your own care, your own vision, your creativity, your ingenuity, your talents, your skills, and your abilities towards adding to the blessedness of our collective being. But instead, y'all want to act like there's no purpose in being other than eating yourselves to death and screwing yourselves to death and working yourselves to death, because you got to die from something anyway, so you're going to have as much stuff as you possibly can. And the issues that I'm concerned about is that now that it is chic to be plant-based and it's trending to be in live food and raw food and whatnot, the issue is taking the responsibility to clearly cleanse your cells from 20, 30, 40, 50 years of the accumulation, the saturation, the concentration, and the contraindication of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all manners of preservatives and hormones and antibiotics and pharmaceutical residues and reefer residues and alcohol residues and all of this sugar residues and aspartame and all of this stuff that is accumulated in your brain, your pineal, your gland, your pituitary, your, all of your organs, all of your systems. So it's not good enough to just change your diet. It's necessary to realize that in order to truly be successful in this life, we must come to that place and space where we consciously care to step off the path of adulteration, the path of sickness, illness, disease, and death, to claim your life and to claim your light and to really be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that you and I are revivified in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that our time is now. And that we cannot truly be respected as real men when we do not have the courage to take responsibility for aligning ourselves with the laws of our own being, so that we have access to the abundance of all there is to adequately supply and support and provide for your women and your children. And we can't truly, really expect to be respected as real women, the perpetuator of lineages of people, when we allow our children to be fed from bags of processed and devitalized and degerminated and bastardized garbage called potato chips and hot fries and Doritos and Fritos and all of these things that put you in a position where you are an enemy to your lineages. The day in which we're living is calling us to care, to walk in the integrity of the truth of who we are, to reclaim the inherent divinity and dignity and integrity of who we are as conscious immortals. Coming to that place and space where we will do whatever it takes to be revitalized and revivified in the truth of ourselves, to walk upright in the righteousness and right alignment with the will of existence, and not give what men have made greater power and authority in our lives than that which we were given as commandments, to live our lives with the wholehearted care and love of that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that we should be loving our being and loving the source of our being and loving the reality of being with our whole heart, body, mind, life, with all of our might, so that we are able to create a direct line of light with our souls. We are in a now moment that requires us to really dig deep and reach high to be in the integrity of our own authenticity, because we will never, ever be able to earn, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded anything that is greater than who and what we already are, regardless of what the WHO and the IMF and the BFF and the MFs and all them other ones are declaring for the world. Those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth should have no power and authority in your life. But being in a place and space where we realize that if those ones who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth, but they can apply themselves by matriculating through schools of miseducation and religious dogma and doctrine and script and all of that, can come to a point where they have undue influence in your lives, that you can and I can take responsibility of truly being able to influence things and ones towards the greatest good, because we have earned our rights as a result of our desire to be completely cleared of the violations, to be completely forgiven, to be repentant and committed and recommitting ourselves to being whole, body, heart, mind, lives, and soul, in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, and our ancients. To know that duty, obligation, and responsibility in this life is to self-actualize, to self-realize, to realize the one real I that allows us to act in its behalf, in harmony with its will and its way, its laws and its order, so that we dwell in a perfect peace and a perfect poise and are able to access an abundant and prolific prosperity because of our own ingenuity, creativity, ideas, and our care to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards the greater good, towards the wholeness, towards the glory and honor of those through whom we've come, on behalf of those who are with us and who have come through us, and with the conscious intent to leave a greater opportunity and legacy for even greater degrees of self-actualization, self-realization as conscious immortals on behalf of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. But it requires us to have a new thought, a new way, a new orientation that is the right orientation in being on the planet, because this is what they have missed in terms of those who have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what success is on the planet, but they did not take responsibility for giving us a proper orientation as to what the purpose in existence upon the planet is. And for all of the education they did not articulate for us or allow us to come into a natural enfoldment of questioning and answering and knocking and seeking to have an understanding and an understanding and a direct line of light with our angels, guides, and guardians, so that we are understanding who and what the human being is, what is our capacity, our potentiality, what is our destiny, what and who are we here. And because there's a global initiative that is divisiveness, to have us divided within ourselves, so races against races and nations against nations and men against women and women against men and sons against fathers and daughters against mothers and all of this divisiveness. And in order to counteract the divisiveness, in order to have leverage over it, then we must apply ourselves to being whole within ourselves. We cannot undermine ourselves and think that we can practice wholeness just because we begin to practice holiness. And when we look at the word whole, H-O-L-E, understand that the whole is symbolic of that which the substance has been removed. And so that which is holy in terms of the Holy Bible and the Holy Quran and the holy this and holy that, there's something significant that is missing from it. Because for all of those who are dealing with it, then it seems as if it were absolutely and totally whole, then we wouldn't have missed the truth in it and not be living lies in light and in spite of it. And that there are those who've never read any of it who are more adept in the art of loving and being and clearing and cleansing and healing and committing because they followed their own heart. They knocked, they asked, they seek. They began to really have an understanding and an understanding as to what promotes real wholeness and happiness here. Happiness is a reaction of the soul when it performs in light, a reaction of the spirit when it is truly harmonizing with the will of existence and being aligned with their own souls, which is perfect, perfectly cued to the laws of existence. If our souls were with us and we were tuned and tapped in, then there would be no erroring. There would be no murdering and lying and stealing and robbing and slaving and thieving and pimping and whoring and all of the things that set us up for failure, because we have not understood that the responsibility in being is to be aligned in the integrity of our divinity and to walk in it. And to understand and respect that the body designed by the intelligence of existence has a perfect functioning. And it has capacity by virtue of the intelligence that is infused and imbued within it to heal itself. And we as the beings that dwell in the body has the responsibility to will for the wholeness of our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, so that we are able to walk in alignment with the wholeness of life itself. But it's delusion to think that we can prosper when we are a detriment to ourselves. It's delusion to think that there is some prosperity and richness and wealth that one can have when it wars against other points and parts of existence itself. There is delusion in thinking that money and coinage and things that men create is greater than the people themselves or the earth themselves or the resources that come from the earth themselves. And being amiss the responsibilities and duties of being as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, puts us in a place and space where no matter how hard we worked and how long we worked and what we did and what our credit score was and all of our acquisitions and all of the things that we may have accomplished, if we died at the end of it, it means that we truly never lived. Because we dwell in the realm of eternity. It is not something that is coming. It is the totality of all that is already. And as the water is warming and the ice is melting, and the waters are rising and the storms are brewing and the volcanoes are activating and the sinkholes are forming, and the earth is quivering and quaking, understand that there has already been a judgment that has been issued upon the world. And that judgment is death, where we have been participating in death, where we have been the violators of our children and the violators of our lineages and have chosen to live in the ditches and valleys of degradation and to feel entitled to be wrong, to exercise a free will to our own theories and opinions as opposed to being driven towards absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, which lays foundation for the reality of our salvation and our deliverance and our being realigned and reoriented as the children of God. And those who perpetuate wickedness and sinfulness as if there is some virtue in it. Oh, well, you know, you can't appreciate the good if you don't know the bad. Oh, you can't appreciate the light if you don't know the darkness. Oh, you can't appreciate dancing with God if you didn't dance with the devil. The issue is some people linger in it too long. And they bring children forward while they're dancing with the devil and lingering in the darkness. Being in violation of the laws of existence itself. And where we were told the sins of the fathers are visited upon the children, then we understand that there's no virtue in lingering in being out of alignment with that which is right and that which is healthy and that which is wholeness and that which is goodness. And to see our elders come to a point where they've lost their minds and they've lost their grip on life, and they would prefer to be wrong. And even though they are wreaked in pain with their arthritis and their rheumatism and can hardly remember yesterday or years ago, and they are reliving this program from years ago but can't remember who they gave birth to, understand there's no virtue in that. There's no wisdom in it. And it is the evidence of the impact of what feeding off of flesh and dairy and eggs and chicken and fish and flour and sugar and alcohol and tobacco and sugar and coffee and all of this stuff. This is what it does to us. So now that we can see and have evidence in our families of the detriment that which they call food, which is the tools of oppression, and that which they perpetuate as the tools for our having greater fun, are the weapons of mass destruction in the tobacco and the alcohol and the white sugar and all of these artificial colors and artificial things that are wrapped in all of this colorful wrappings and whatnot, and put so that the little ones, the 2-year-olds, the 3-year-olds, when you're checking out at the stores, they can just reach down and grab this and say, "Mommy, get me this," and "Daddy, get me that," and "Here, I want this," and "I want that," just to shut them up, they will get it. A people who poison their children are a people who are destined to die. We have to come to a point and place where we begin to stand forward and stand up, regardless of what hue of people we are, for the wholeness of everything and everybody. And yes, there are those who will cry and scream and hoot and holler if you were to take cigarettes off the market. If you were to say, "Oh, well, we've created a moratorium on death. We realize that we've been wrong all of this time, and so we are no longer supporting the manufacturing of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of this stuff." And the people would riot in the streets, as opposed to rejoicing in the opportunity to be supported through legislation, through government, in no longer being able to buy and invest in death. And so we're not able to make people do anything, but we are able to knock and pray and ask and give thanks for the strength to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards salvation and deliverance from the lies and the delusions and illusions of that which we think is fun. When we see that it ends in death. And I am the voice on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order upon the planet and the eternal government, as well as eternal laws, to remind us that it is already that which is. And the activities and the actions, the mission statements, the objectives and the agendas of wicked people cannot thwart it. Cannot rebuke it or revoke it. And that whether you participate with it or not, it cannot be stopped. And those who choose not to exalt a full life's urge and to be a detriment unto themselves will reap the harvest that is consistent with the seeds that they have sown. And those of us who care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we can literally walk in the fullness of the intelligence of who we are as light beings and light bearers, and come to that place where we have the light, we have the love, we have the wisdom, we have the truth, we have the direct connect. We can bring forward in any now moment that which is current and relevant for the now moment. To be able to respond correctly and directly towards the wholeness. To activate, invoke, and call forth the greatness of the lineages that we represent to the glory and in the honor of all of those who've come before us. It is not good enough just to call their names. It's not good enough just to honor their birthdays. It's not good enough to just recognize the days that they, the dates that they were killed and assassinated. What is needed right now is for us to understand how blessed we are on behalf and for those who have come before us. But we are to be the greater blessing to ensure the progression of our lineages, to exalt the greatness and the divinity of who we are as a global humanity, to know that it is our time. And if you turn everything and everybody off that is not speaking to the soul of you, to the light of you, to the truth of you, and you begin to affirm and declare your love and your desire to walk in the integrity of your own authenticity, where you will reach for life by breathing deeply because we are breatharian first, where you will flush your system by drinking more and more water, understanding that water-based foods, your fruit and your vegetation, regardless of what state they're in, is greater than and better for you than feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, all the flour products and the doughs and the donuts and the pastries and all of those things that create nothing but mucus. Turn your blood to sludge so your spirit is always burdened and heavy. Where you are not able to rejoice in the blessedness of being. You're not able to have the actualization and realization of living in paradise. That you are always focused on what they're doing. They being the ones who have very little love, light, wisdom, or truth. Them being the ones who are the distractors and the detractors and the ones who are trying to ruin everything for everybody, including themselves. Those ones, they have to be a stupid people to think that there's some prosperity that you can have being a detriment to life. That there's some prosperity that you can have by undermining a global humanity that you depend upon for your resources. You have to be delusional or just full of it. To be in a place where you think that your money is greater than the integrity with which you walked and the fruit that you bore, the deeds that you created, or the detriment that you left. We have to come to a point in place where we will not follow those who really don't deserve to be followed, and to know that it is our time to raise completely up with a wholehearted and full commitment to living and the laws that govern us, being obedient and disciplined, repentant, rejoiceful, thankful, grateful, and understanding that everything in life serves us. And the activation of our talents, skills, and abilities is so that we are able to give a greater service on behalf of the wholeness of everything and everybody. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening, as in this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm the regular producer and host, the meeting of the inner circle. I'm so grateful for every opportunity. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle family, that we are always appreciative of your support. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am always coming with a full heart to remind us of how blessed we are. Blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, and the one to remind us that we will never have anything greater than each beat of our heart and every breath that we take. And for every step that we make, wherever we are, wherever we go, however we travel, we are always in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are dwelling in the reality of eternity upon this spaceship, Mother Earth, who is a living being. And it's so important for us to realize what day and time and timelessness we're living in, because it matters that we are properly oriented and rightly aligned with life itself, because there are no forces, no bosses, no agendas, no missions, no corporate entities or deities that can outthink the intelligence of existence, outplan it, outplat it, outlive it, outlove it, outlast it. So you and I are wise if we take the time to get cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we walk in the integrity of the ones that we truly are as these points of its own very presence. And it's essential that we realize that for all of the books that have been written, a good book is a book that really inspires us, uplifts us, reminds us of the divinity of our being, and gives us insight and inspiration to align ourselves properly with the laws that ensure our success upon the planet. There is that which is fiction. There are all manners of those who write, and we are able to soar in the wings of our imagination one way or the other. But now is the time for us to really have an image and to take time to really get still and see ourselves whole, body, hearts, minds, lives, and souls. To understand that right now the waters are warming, the ice is melting, the storms are brewing, the fires are burning, the volcanoes are activating, that there is trouble in paradise as a result of the ill thoughts and the ill will of those who feel entitled to subjugate, dominate, violate, oppress, suppress, and then those who are complicit and complacent with their own oppression. And so coming to a point in place where we are realizing that everything and everybody is conscious of something, and that our right alignment with the laws that govern us and our caring to have leverage over a system that is a death culture, in the sense that we have been religiously trained and supported and miseducated to think that death is the natural culmination, finality, inevitability, destiny, and fate of everything or everybody. And I'm the one to remind us that their books say that the wages of sin is death, and that there was ones and ones who've come to say that if we live a certain way, we would have eternal life. But eternal life is the gift, and that's something that we have already been given. But we are in this realm of corporeality, materiality, physicality, where there have been traps set for us, where there are minds that can explode at any time in our faces, because we have to come to a point where we're discerning. And so there are traps, and there are these games that people play and have you thinking that life is a game, when life is the gift. And life is the greatest wealth and prosperity that we will ever have. And to be killing ourselves on behalf of materiality or sensuality or sexuality or whatever is not wise, because we will never ever gain a greater glory and good than what we already have in the opportunity to align ourselves with that which is absolute. And so I encourage us to realize that there is a condemnation and judgment that has already been issued upon the world, and there is a difference between the world and the earth. And the earth will continue to go. She will continue to spin. She will continue to grow. She will continue to cleanse and do whatever is necessary towards her own greater good, just as our bodies try to do what is in its own best interest. And so in this now moment, under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, as is evidenced in the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, degradation, defamation, sickness, illness, all of this. And we have the opportunity to step out of it as our demonstration of our knowing what the real issues are. But to think that just getting up and going to work every day and generating enough cash flow to pay your utilities and to have a few things is the fulfillment of life, then we know that that has gotten old. Some of us have been working since we were teenagers, and now here we are 40, 50 years later with high blood pressure, gout, goiters, and all manners of things. And I'm just saying it's as a result of there being an agenda to make sure that people are prospering towards the detriment of other ones. But there is, in truth, no prosperity at the detriment of other ones, because there's literally only one absolute and supreme intelligence that is the background, foreground, causation, beginninglessness, endless, and that which beats our hearts and breathes us. So that's part of the learning that we have here, part of that which allows us to truly mature in being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. So under a system of divisiveness, we have to realize that we cannot be divided within ourselves and have leverage over a system that's trying to make sure that we have no leverage, a system that's trying to make sure that we're faithless and we're helpless and we're hopeless and we are anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and filling ourselves up with that which has no nutritional value because it's fun. And so we're in this now moment that requires us to care, to care to reach deep within the cells of ourselves, to be cleared and cleansed from the violation that has been charged upon our blood through our ingesting and trying to digest that which is indigestible and should not have been consumed in the first place in the form of the flesh of dead cows, dead pigs, dead chickens, dead turkeys, dead fish, dead lobster, dead crab, whatever, and however it's packaged, the fact that it is the flesh and carcass of somebody that lived an individual presence of an absolute and supreme presence, regardless of whether it had four legs or claws or whatever. The issue is that we were told not to kill. And that foundational law of existence and the breach of it, the disregard of it, the violation of it becomes charged upon our blood, and it's very difficult to feel good about ourselves when we are in violation of the very laws that govern us. And so right now we have the opportunity to reclaim our lives, to reclaim our health, to reclaim the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, to be rightly oriented in realizing that Earth residency is actually school, and we should be graduating with flying colors, with the essence of ourselves, and realize that whatever we've acquired, whatever we've possessed, whatever we work towards and work for, it is truly the enhancement and the substantiation of the essence of ourselves that we will take with us as a result of how well we loved and how well we earned and learned and applied the lessons that we learned from our daily classrooms of situations and circumstances, conditions and relationships and love affairs and all of the things that we've endured and created. The issue is, who are we becoming? And to be very astute students of life itself. And so you and those of us who dwell upon this planet in this now moment should be some of the most powerfully gifted, talented, and the agents of progression of our lineages, that we should really be rightly oriented in knowing that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to exalt life. To be in a place and space where we are uncompromising about the integrity with which we live, and to understand that the fulfillment of the law is love, and love is the harmony of existence itself. And regardless of where we go upon the planet and what form the intelligence of existence may take, everything responds to love. And we have to begin to embrace it as that which is law in order for us to truly be successful, because those who are initiating the global initiative of depopulation and genocide are in violation of the primary laws of existence in not loving, in not exalting the full life's urge, in feeling entitled to violate and usurp and bastardize and control and desecrate and defile. And so in this now moment, as we have the moments to take time to listen and partake of the intellectual property, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the gifts, the light and wisdom, the teachings of so many ones, we have to take it beyond the intellectualization of these concepts and philosophies and theologies and doctrines and all of that, to come to a point and place where we are literally having an understanding and an understanding of how to really recreate ourselves and to lay foundation for the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light. Because there is nothing that is truly guaranteed success upon the planet except for the reorientation, the restoration, the revitalization, and the resurrection of this fallen humanity, so that we, who may be the remnants, have the opportunity to really hold the light, to bear the light, to be the light, to exalt the light, for the light is the only sovereignty possible over the darkness, the sickness, the oblivion, the gloom, to realize that our doing our daily due diligence in terms of our clearing, cleansing, purifying, and consciously caring to be renewed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to understand that the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning, so that the methodology of our liberation has to happen at the cellular level. And so it matters that we care to be correct. It matters that we are exalting a full life surge. It matters that we are respecting the right of other beings to have the right to their lives, and will no longer feed upon the carcasses of slain and slaughtered and bastardized and usurped creatures. To understand that this is the foundation of all disease, is the defilement of the blood. For the spirit that we are is charged upon our blood, and no matter what we eat, if we lose too much blood or if our blood becomes sludge, then the quality of our lives is severely lessened. And to be miseducated and religiously trained and socialized to be in the path of adulteration, so that by 21 we were labeled adult, being short for adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended. And so I am the voice on behalf of our liberation, our resurrection, the voice of our conscientiousness to realize that we're being called to rise. We're being called to empower ourselves, to be in a place where we are doing that which reverses the issues that may have started crystallizing in our tissues, to take time to realize that getting into the light of ourselves, the truth of ourselves, the divinity of ourselves, the high ethic and conscientiousness and care and high morals and integrity is how we are truly successful in this life, being in a place and space where you and I are completely harmonized in the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To realize that our wholeness is not the same as holiness. But the wholeness is about 360 degrees of love, light, wisdom, and truth that allow us to be in the integrity of the peace and the power and the poise and the creativity and the awesome dynamic unfoldment and activation of our DNA and the conscious cultivation of our generational wealth, so that we are truly living honorably, integritously, reverently, respectfully, dutifully, on behalf of the lineages that we represent and all orders of humanity and humankind and every being upon the planet. And so, as so many ones are acknowledging that we're at the threshold of the Aquarian Age, and to understand that we should be the gifts, that we have so much to give, that this is our time, that we should not be in a place where we're filled with trepidation, inhibition, and fear about, well, you know, sister, you got to be up under the radar because you know that what they'll do to you, because you know they are going to meet an end to their living, because their living has been a violation to life itself. So we have to clean up. We have to really care to be harmonized. And this is for all orders of of humanity and humankind, regardless of what hue of people we are. There is nobody that has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, or that which we refer to as God to be the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. That we should have an understanding and an understanding that a people who poison their children are a people who are destined to die, and we're now in a moment where we are exiting from the planet because of the judgment that has been issued in the world, that you cannot be the perpetuators of warfare and divisiveness and degradation and violation and molestation and rape and incarceration and all of that, and then be prosperous. It's a delusion to think that there is some prosperity in working against the intelligence of existence itself, that now we are in a now moment where we have to care, to raise completely up, to stand up, to be who we are as the progenitor, the men, and the perpetuator, the wombed men of lineages of people, to understand that those of us who live now are the bridge between those who have come before us, those we have come through, those who are sharing this now moment of eternity with us, those who come through us, and those who've yet to come. And there is no work that we will do that is greater than standing in the greatness of the ones that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to care, to raise completely up on behalf of all of those who sacrifice. You cannot just give lip service to these people who sacrificed. These people have gotten to a point where they build monuments to men. They create museums, which are like mausoleums in the sense that we kind of just hold movements and people frozen in time. But the people who are living are the living dead. This now moment in which we're living is our time to really come to a point where we really care to be in the fullness of who we are. And nobody can do for us what we are not willing to do for ourselves. There is no God or goddess anywhere that you can call upon for grace and salvation and this and that while you are still feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and whatnot. These are the weapons of mass destruction, and the food is the tool of oppression. And so it matters how we are oriented in this life. It matters that we care to really live fully. It matters that we care to master ourselves, to master our desires, to master our thoughts, to come to a point and place where we are choosing destiny and stepping off the path of adulteration that will end in a tragic date with fate. To realize that the destiny is the greatness of the people. The destiny is that which is the greater good as a result of people making the right decisions, having the right desire to be rightly aligned with the love of life, the laws of existence, and to consciously care to be loving in their being. In this now moment, while the waters are warming and the ice is melting, and the volcanoes are erupting, and the sinkholes are forming, and the fires are burning, and the storms are brewing, let us come to understand that the perfect peace and poise that we have opportunity to dwell in as a result of being cleared and cleansed and purifying our body temple, so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned in our temples as our reality. This is what truly constitutes a successful life, is being able to get off the planet alive. And they want us to think that can't nobody get out of this alive. So go for all the gusto you got and enjoy your dying, because there's no way to avoid it. You understand? And the lies have been told so many times, and we just regurgitate the lie and regurgitate the lie and regurgitate the lie. But now we have to regurgitate the poison that we've been given in the flesh of dead animals and all of that stuff that creates the cancer, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the osteoporosis, the arthritis, the rheumatism, the gout, the lupus, the muscular dystrophy, the multiple sclerosis, the strokes, heart attacks, aneurysms, the AIDS, the cancer, all of these things, understand that this is pandemic. And we have to do something about it, or else we will miss our opportunity to be the foundation of the progression of us as a humanity of people. And to miss ourselves is a missing indeed. There is no amount of money that we can beg, borrow, work for, or whatever that is greater than our having the wisdom to cultivate the wealth of ourselves and not to be a detriment to ourselves. To be a house divided against ourselves puts us in a place where we can be conquered. And to be conquered means that you were not in the integrity of the truth of who you are as the true spirit of the living God and goddess. And so each and every day we have the opportunity to choose that which is going to be beneficial to us or not. You have the opportunity to think a greater thought, to be in a place and space where you're making greater commitments, to come to that point and place of repentance and resolve and commitment and recommitment to love the Creator with your whole body, heart, mind, with all your might, with all your soul, to come to a point and place where you understand that as men and womb men, the greatest thing we can do is to become the gods and goddesses that we were born to be, dwelling in this realm of eternity already in heaven. And coming to a place of conscious care and mindful activity that is about our creativity, our creating a better place for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, and not allowing our power to be usurped by those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth. They may dress themselves up in fine garments and whatnot and eat in fancy restaurants and all of that, but nobody has power and authority over your life except you give it. In the governments of men, those who are the greedy ones, the selfish ones, the ones who have come to a point where they vie for selection and election to particular positions, and then they come out the positions and they continue to get paid. And so the government is just paying and paying and paying more and more and more of those who never properly serve these people. And we just have to come to a point and place where it matters to us to be in a mindset that we are cultivating the true wealth of ourselves, and knowing that when we are completely immersed in the love of existence, the laws of existence, that the love has much more power than the degradation. You understand that? When we are truly radiant in it, then we influence the waters and we influence the air. We influence all that is there because there is nothing but intelligence around us. And this is the reason why we are being poisoned, why we are being fed with all of this stuff that's creating and turning our blood into sludge, is so that we do not have the clarity of thought, the mindfulness, the faith, the confidence, the wisdom, the insight, the intuition, that we are no longer aligned with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients. We have become numbed and dumb to the power of the spirit worlds. We have believing and thinking that men are greater than the intelligence of existence, and that man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. And so I'm the one to remind us that men do not beat your heart and they don't breathe you. And that we're in a place and space where we should be properly respecting and reverencing the source of our being and the divinity of existence itself. And to come to a point and place where we are all right with being right in life. Because the right is being properly aligned with the forces of life. And life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Just like the intelligence of existence that is the source of all of existence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And as such, we should be functioning as conscious immortals in the high ethic. Uncompromising integrity. And these are the things that we have to strive for. They don't come naturally. We have to reach for it. We have to dig for it. We have to have the value for it in order to realize that this is the true success that gives us leverage over the scheme of those who would have us dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation and fear and helplessness and hopelessness, so that they can just go ahead and perpetuate whatever it is they want to perpetuate, because we're so busy distracted in our foolishness that we can't make a difference anyway. And so on behalf of the lineages that we represent, all of those who have come and gone and all of those who are at the crossroads, for those of you who are grieving for having, you know, because we have loved ones who are moving forward one way or the other in death or into the exalted spirit worlds, we have to come to a point and place where we realize that our daily living is literally providing the opportunity and the conditions by which we leave or not. And when the body temple is filled to overflowing with the acidity, the toxicity, the chemicals, the mucus, the parasites and organisms and all of that, to the degree to which we have been rendered dysfunctional, our organs begin to fail and all of that, I think that there's a death that puts us in a place where you can't get out the body alive. And so getting cleared and cleansed mean that, yes, you'll lose the weight, you'll lose the excess waste. You understand, but don't be feeling no way about being thin or being small, because small is the order of existence. It's concentrated presence of the absolute. It's atomic. And our right now moment is an eternal moment with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. We have to care to be whole. This is Adama.